In the U.S., we tend to identify ourselves as political or non-political, as conservative or liberal, Republican or Democrat. When I think of the things in our society today that are not only allowed, but actually pushed or demanded as acceptable behavior, homosexuality, abortion, drugs, and now the latest, infanticide. And then I read in the Bible where they were worse than their fathers. Well, how does that not apply to us today? Like I say, when you put it in terms of society in general. People need to realize that we are in a war, not between political parties, but rather between good and evil. While we are not to respond hatefully, trying to be polite to evil is also very wrong. There is no instance in history where fence sitters have won a war. I wish us all to get off the fence, put on the armor of God, and prepare to fight while there is still some rule of law. God has appropriately taken corrective action before. Some examples are 41 years in the wilderness during the Exodus, or 70 years of captivity in Babylon. And that was required before these people learned lessons, even though it was only temporary. There was a time in my growing up years when personal integrity was everything. A handshake was all that was required to seal a deal between two parties. Absolutes were welcomed rather than viewed as a slippery slope. Also, all of men's wisdom was sourced from the Bible. If you'd like to pass this legacy on to your children or grandchildren, you'd better get busy by talking to them and sharing your life experiences, acknowledging both your successes and your challenges. But mostly, make sure that the way you're living demonstrates what you speak. I think we should identify ourselves, only as Christians and act accordingly. We need to listen to God's word and take warning, repent, and fear when we don't use our ears to hear or our eyes to see. George Washington, in his farewell address, and I'll paraphrase, stated he wasn't sure the country could survive the violence of party loyalty. And so my question is, who are you loyal to? And I hope and pray that you think and act as one trying to be a Christian that God would take delight in. Today's scriptures readings I'll take from the New American Standard Version. And of course, you know it's got to be the giant print version. Rather than going off on what we should do about our society, I would like to search the Bible for advice and warnings. In my studies, I often wonder if the words that were written to a different audience can be applied directly to us today. I have chosen primarily from the book of Jeremiah, extracting just the words that would apply to us today, most likely to any culture. I do have a cautionary note, and please keep in mind that I think we have to tread very carefully when we take Scripture out of its original context. I have done so for a specific purpose and intended impact, so that we can see how they could and should apply to us today, even though they were spoken to Israel of old. Jeremiah 2, verse 13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, to hew for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that hold no water. 21. Yet I planted you a choice vine, a completely faithful seed. How then have you turned yourself before me into a degenerate shoots of a foreign vine? 23. How can you say you have not defiled? I have not gone to the Baals. Look at the way of the valley, in the valley. Know that you have what you have done. You are a swift young camel entangling her ways. 28. But where are your gods, which you have made for yourself? Let them rise if they can save you in this time of your trouble. 29. Why do you contend with me? You have all transgressed against me, declares the Lord. 31. O generation, heed the words of the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness or a land of thick darkness? Why do my people say we are free to roam? We will no longer come to you. Now, like I say, I want you to realize I'm talking to society in general and how this applies to all that we see and what we're living within. Why we need to stand firm. Why we need to resist what, just because it's popular or just because they say it's the right way to go, we know differently. Verse 15 in Jeremiah 3. Then I will give my shepherds after my own heart, and they will feed you on knowledge and understanding. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 1. If you will return, declares the Lord, you should return to me. If you will put away your detestable things from my presence and will not waver, verse 2, and you will swear as the Lord lives, in truth, in justice, in righteousness, then the nations will bless themselves in him, and in him they will glory. 3. For thus says the Lord, break up your fallow ground and do not sow among the thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord. Excuse me. And remove the foreskins of your heart. Like I say, I want to emphasize that the task for us is to hear and to repent and to stand fast. Or else my wrath will go forth like fire and burn with none to quench it because of the evil of your deeds. 14. Wash your heart from evil that you may be saved. How long will your wicked thoughts lodge within you? Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 21. Now hear this, O foolish and senseless people, who have eyes that do not see, who have ears but do not hear. 22. Do you not fear me, declares the Lord? Do you not tremble in my presence? 23. But this people is stubborn and rebellious heart. They have turned aside and departed. 25. Your iniquities have turned these away. Your sins have withheld good from you. 26. For the wicked men are found among my people. 27. So their houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they will become great and rich. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 15. Were they ashamed of the abomination they have done? They were not ashamed at all. They did not even know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. At the time I will punish them, and they will be cast down, says the Lord. 16. Thus says the Lord, stand by the ways and see and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. Jeremiah chapter 7, starting in verse 8. Behold, you are trusting in deceptive words to no avail. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, offer sacrifices to Baal, and walk after other gods that you have not known? 10. When you come to stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered, that you may do all of these abominations? 11. Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your sight? Behold, I have seen it, declares the Lord. 13. And now, because you have done all these things, declares the Lord, and I spoke to you, raising up early and speaking, but you did not hear, and I called, but you did not answer. 15. I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brothers. I'm going to switch to King James Version for verse 16. Therefore, pray not, thou for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession for me, for I will not hear thee. Verse 18. And they pour out drink offerings to other gods in order to spite me. I'm going to switch from Jeremiah for one verse, and we find it in 1 Samuel 15. And that's verse 22. Samuel said, has the Lord much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Verse 19. Do they spite me, declares the Lord? Is it not themselves they spite? To their own shame? 22. For I did not speak to their fathers concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices. 23. But this is what I commanded them to say. Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you will be my people, and you will walk in the way which I command you, that it may be well with you. Verse 24. Yet they did not obey, nor incline their ear, but walked in their own counsels, and in stubbornness, in their own evil heart, and went backward, not forward. 26. Yet they did not listen to me, nor incline their ear, but stiffened their neck, and did more evil than their fathers. 27. You shall speak all these words to them, but they did not listen to you, and you shall call to them, but they will not answer you. 8:28. You shall say to them, this is the nation that did not obey the voice of the Lord, their God, or accept correction. Truth has perished and has been cut off from their mouth. For the sons have done That which is evil in my sight, declares the Lord. They have set their detestable things in the house which is called by my name to defile it. I don't know how you look at the society that we live within, but that just smacks of me of exactly what's happening in this world. And I wish we could say that we could stop it or change it, but we're not going to. So we need to reinforce, strengthen the saints, and reach those that are willing to listen so that they can have a chance for the hope that we have. Because our hope is far different than what the rest of the society has. There is no hope when they quit listening. Jeremiah 11, starting in verse 3. And say to them, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, curse is the man who does not heed the words of this covenant. Listen to my voice and do according to all which I command you, so that you shall be my people and I will be your God. Hear the words of this covenant and do them. Even to this day, warning persistently, saying, listen to my voice. 10. I have turned back to the iniquities of their ancestors and they have turned back to the iniquities of their ancestors who refused to hear my words. And they have gone after other gods to serve them. 11. Therefore, says the Lord, behold, I am bringing disaster on them, which they will not be able to escape. Though they will cry to me, yet I will not listen to them. 14. Therefore, do not pray for this people, nor lift up a cry or prayer for them, for I will not listen when they call to me because of their disaster. Jeremiah chapter 14, 10 to 16. Verse 10. Thus says the Lord to his people, even so they have loved to wander. They have not kept their feet in check. Therefore the Lord does not accept them now. He will remember their iniquity and will call their sins to account. 11. So the Lord said to me, do not pray for the welfare of this people. Like I say, we need to get them to change, and if they won't listen, we need to at least reinforce and strengthen ourselves. Verse 12. When they fast, I am not going to listen to their cry. When they offer burnt offerings and grain offerings, I am not going to accept them. Rather, I am going to make an end of them by sword, famine, and pestilence. 13. But Lord God, I said, look, the prophets are telling them, and you will not see a sword, nor will you have famine, but I will give you lasting peace in this place. And like I say, you just look at some of the false things that are taught today, in even in churches and things, it amazes me that there is so much really against God, because his advice is so sound and so clear, you know, to us. But you look at it in media, you look at it in every turn of our society, and they speak all kinds of falsehoods. 14. Then the Lord said to me, the prophets are prophesying falsehood in my name. I have neither sent them, nor commanded them, nor spoken to them. They prophesy to you false vision and futility and deception of their own words. 15. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the prophets who are prophesying in my name. Although it was not I who had sent them, yet they keep saying, there will be no sword or famine in this land. By sword and famine those prophets shall meet their end. 16. For I will pour out my own wickedness on them. Like I say, you can see the difference between their way of life and our way of life. Jeremiah chapter 15. You who have forsaken me, declares the Lord, you keep going backward. So I will stretch out my hand against you and destroy you. I am tired of relenting. 19. Therefore says the Lord, if you return to me, then I will restore you. Before me, you will stand. And if you extract the precious from the worthless, you will become my spokesman. They will, for their part, may turn to you, but as for you, you must not turn to them. 20. Then I will make you this people fortified in a wall of bronze. And though they fight against you, they will not prevail over you, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you, declares the Lord. So I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you from the grasp of the violent. So now I want to switch to the New Testament, 2 Peter chapter 3, 3 to 9. Know this, of all that in the last days the mockers will come, and they with their mocking and following their own lusts, for and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was in the beginning of creation. For when they maintain this, it escapes their notice that by the word of God, the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and by water, though through which the world at the time was destroyed, being flooded with water. But by his word and the present heavens and earth are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. Do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that the Lord one day is like with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. And I've heard it said that that's how they understand that in Genesis 1, that the one day is not the same. And here again, I challenge people to say, this is talking about the patience of God. This is not talking about the creation. That God's patient, while it will come to an end, it is very patient. The Lord, the Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing any to perish, but all to come to repentance. So that's what his desire is. My hope is that you have all gotten the point that God warned people of both the New Testament and the Old Testament. And while we are not going to change the outcome as written in Revelation, we're to stand with and for God, strengthening our offspring to stand firm against a society which is against our God. While God is patient, we still need to believe and to fear as he believes in absolutes and justice. Now, I assume that most of us are saved, but if you haven't made that decision, recognize that the greatest person that we have is the Lord Jesus Christ. Years ago, I heard a story, and this is during wartime, and it was the fact that in wartime, in hospital or in emergency situations where there's really not enough either doctors or medicines and facilities to go forward, they had a system of triage where they would put a green, a yellow, or a red tag or whatever colors that they had. And that dictated what care should be given that person. So if they were given a green tag, that means they would be survived. And a yellow tag signified that they needed help immediately. And a red tag was that there really was no hope. And to just give them as much pain or morphine as they could to alleviate their pain so that they died in peace. And there is a story that this young soldier pleaded with a nurse. He knew what it meant, and he had a red tag. And so she changed his tag to a different color. It was probably 6 months later or that there was a general that came through the base and was talking about the triage and how doctors are really precise in terms of trying to determine so they could save the most lives possible. And he said it had come to his attention that at this facility, someone had, in fact, changed the tag of a soldier. And he wanted to know who it was. And this one nurse thought back to months before this event happened. And she finally remembered it was her that had done it. And so she had the fortitude to stand up and acknowledge that it was her. This general leaped over chairs at her feet, because it was his son that had been saved. Now, I can think of no greater tag changer than Jesus. He can change any of our tags. We were all at one time under a death sentence. We now have the opportunity for salvation, for eternity with God and Jesus.